Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is someone who has total respect for authority, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Benuni Donduni.
That was beautiful. We're recapping a very spicy episode of Below Deck today. Before we get into that, though, next week are the Golden Crappies. Next week is Crappies Week, officially anointed right now at this moment. Crappies Week. First, we go to Phoenix on February 23rd, where we're doing a show. We don't know what we're recapping just yet, but whatever we do recap, in addition to it, we are going to be doing a few of the categories of the Crappies in Phoenix. And then the full show will be the following night back in Los Angeles at the Wiltern Theater, magnificent, huge, iconic theater here in LA. If you are in the area, please come by. Please come by. We want as many people there as possible. You can get tickets at watchacrappens.com. If you are not in the area, but you still want to participate, guess what? We're streaming it. It's on Moment House. The link is also on Watch What Crappens. I believe it's momenthouse.co/WWC, but go to watchacrappens.com to get the official link because I don't want to send you the wrong place by accident. But watchacrappens.com is where all of that is. And then, of course, we have a whole big tour going to a bajillion places afterwards. But what I really want to tell you guys about is the fact that Crappies voting, it opened last week. We already have several thousand votes. Later this week, we are going to, for some of the categories, we are going to see what are the top four contenders, and we're going to put them on Instagram. We're going to have some Instagram voting to add on to our official ballot to really just sort of up the voting stuff. And the thing is this, there are all these amazing nominees and they need their champions. So if you see a nominee on the ballot and you say, this should win, and I want people to know that it should win, make your four-year consideration plea. Go to Instagram, make a video, put it on your story, tag us and tell us why, or tell the world why they should be voting for that nominee in the Crappies. And we'll regram it, and we may even include what you say as part of the actual Crappies ceremony. So I'm excited to see what everyone advocates for. Do you think there'll be any surprises, Ronnie?
I don't know. Time will tell. It's the Crappens audience, so there will always be some surprises, my friend.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the whole spiel.
Yeah. Send those in. I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see what you guys come up with. Like when we have little creative things on here that people do and send to us. Let's get on with some Below Deck. Now, Below Deck is getting very controversial.
Woo! It is intense right now. It is cringy. I'm tense when I'm watching it. The last episode of this episode, I'm like,
I'm tense too, and the audience is pissed. Oh my gosh, the audience is so pissed. I don't find that I'm pissed as much, but I do, and we talked about it a little last week. I find myself a little shocked because I'm generally anti-Sandy's side ever since Hannah. I see a lot of the shady shit she does over the years, and I see that she is doing some shady shit this year, but Frasier 2, it's like, it's hard to pick because I'm like, you need to do better, sir. So yeah. It's an interesting episode because it comes to a pretty interesting head. I mean, I'm surprised by the unprofessionalism here all around, yeah. Okay?
I'm sticking to my guns. I'm a little bit more on Sandy's side with all this stuff because you know what it is? A big factor for me is Rachel. Last episode, Rachel was pretty much co-signing Sandy. Rachel was kind of like, yeah, Frasier's a little bit of a mess. And I feel like Rachel is a straight shooter about this stuff. And she was sort of like this time as well. And I feel... you don't think so?
No, I think that Rachel is being manipulated in the very obvious ways that a manipulator uses. Sandy's doing a, listen, you're the one I trust, so I'm going to talk to you about how to deal with Frasier. Instead of dealing with it head on with Frasier, she's like using Rachel by proxy. It's like she's cutting down Rachel enough that when she builds her up, Rachel's like, oh yeah, I'm being built up now. And I think she's being manipulated, it seems like. Yeah, and that's kind of how Sandy does things. She works in kind of proxy wars. And feel like she's kind of manipulating people. Yeah, she plays favorites. She plays people off against each other. She does this thing where she compliments people over the radio and then disses other people over the radio. And I think she probably thinks of it as maybe that'll inspire the people I'm not happy with to do better so that they'll get compliments. But it really just breeds resentment, and I find it to be extremely immature. And I think that Rachel's playing into it, you know, without knowing it.
I don't know. I don't see Rachel falling for that as much. And plus, I think that Rachel was getting frustrated with service earlier in the season, although Rachel was really messing up her own timing. I don't know. Rachel has been saying there have been timing issues. She sees Frasier running around doing everything himself. Either way.
But Rachel has, like you just said, Rachel has been suffering from timing issues. And now Sandy's like swooping in to give her an out, which is that it's Frasier's fault. You know, that all started with Sandy when she swooped in like, well, this timing, you know, and then it's like, now we need to work with Frasier on it because it's all Frasier's fault. Or Frasier. Sorry. Frasier. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Ingrained in
my brain.
I don't know. So I think that ultimately where Frasier has fallen apart has been that he has taken, like when Sandy has sort of like been like, you need to fix this. He's like, I have never been spoken to ever like that before in my life. And then he goes and he tells his staff, and I don't think he shouldn't be doing that. That criticism Agreed. Has to like end with him. And I think Sandy's actually right when she says that he's kind of spreading a cancer. I don't think that Frasier is a cancer, but I thought Camille was more like that. But I think that he did not do anything to stop. Like, it should just ended with him, and he should have told his stews, we need to shape it up. I'm getting heat from the captain. Let's fix this, okay? And he didn't. And that is on him. And Alyssa has an attitude problem. She really does. She can't hide behind Camille anymore. And Frasier has not put that attitude in check. He barely put Camille in check. So whether Rachel's being manipulated or not, I didn't really think she was being manipulated. To me, I actually felt like, I feel like Rachel is, I think she's sort of, I think she's always spoken her truth, I feel like. And, so for her to be piping up, I don't know. I feel like Sandy may do shady things, but I mean, we're basically agreeing. I don't know why I'm saying it like we're on opposite sides. We both agree.
Well, it's just a multifaceted thing, you know. You change. That's why it's a good episode and a good story and good storylines because I keep changing. Like throughout the episode, I changed 20 times. So let's start at the beginning. Below deck 10, episode 12. The fish stinks from the head. Dun dun dun.
Yeah. So Frasier,
previously, recently divorced Janine is doing a do-over trip because she's divorced now. Which
yeah, you may not have known
that. The only thing
worse
than a newlywed is a newly divorced person because both people seem that they have to announce it every fucking time you see them. It's like, how are you? Divorced and happy about it. How are you?
Yeah. So what had just happened was that Sandy is cranky right now because she has overheard Alyssa talking shit about her once or twice, which is bad. That's bad. And Alyssa should know better than to be talking about the captain in a public area, because Captain Sandy, like, one of her trademark moves is like appearing in hallways out of nowhere. But in this case,
there's an espresso pod nearby, Sandy will be there. Especially don't talk about her in front of Nespresso pods. I mean, Captain Sandy's little eye. I wouldn't be surprised if they slid one of those Nespresso pods over and it was like a little hole where Sandy's eye was peeking through, like she's in fucking Bates Motel. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't speak about Sandy by Nespresso pods.
Don't do that. And then on top of that, Sandy is like a micromanager. If she catches you looking like you're at leisure when other people are working, she's one of those people that just says, I don't care what you do, just act busy. I mean, do we not remember Below Deck Med last season about the stain on the floor? She's like, I've seen that stain on the floor for the past 3 days. No one's cleaned it, you know? So, like, she doesn't want to see you sitting around if you have not earned sitting around privilege with her yet, you know? And the way you earn the privilege...
Right, and she's just turned... Yes. Sorry.
Well, I was gonna say that, like, if all she's heard from a department is issues and complaints, like with Camille, etc., and if Sandy has already this season had to walk in to Camille and Alyssa screaming at each other in front of the guests, so there is no sitting around privilege with Sandy in the interior. And as you were about to say, she just came from another thing.
Right. It's not only that. She heard Alyssa saying, yeah, she sucks Deck Crew's dick. So, I mean, it's pretty bad. And so she comes in. She's like, you know, your voice carries. So she goes, so she tells them to strip her bed because there's like three of them standing around. And Fraser's like, well, actually, we're not just standing around. We're working. She's like, Fraser, this is not the time to talk to me. He's like, well, I want to stand up for my crew. She's like, stop talking, Fraser. And so Fraser storms off and tells Alyssa, who's being so negative and spreading so much negativity among the crew about all of this.
And the reason why Sandy is in such a bad mood, by the way. I would say Alyssa is the reason why Sandy is coming down so hard on Fraser right now. Fraser.
So he goes, she just told me to stop talking. Yeah, she's your fucking boss, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm on Team Sandy for this one.
Yeah, I am too. And I like Fraser. I do. But, like, if he tells us, I don't know what's worse, her telling me to stop speaking or to tell me my crew isn't doing any work. I know we're doing work. I'm like, sorry, the speaking thing, you got to get over it.
Yeah, she's allowed to tell you that. Second of all, just say, yes, Captain. Sorry, Captain. Why is that so hard? Why are you arguing about it? And she's not saying her crew doesn't do any work. At that moment, you were all three standing around talking about muffins you took off the table. That's just what she caught you doing. So,
yeah, and the counterpoint is, at that moment, the deck crew had just pulled in all the toys really quickly because of bad weather. So it was the combination of a crew just, like, snapping into action, doing what they were told without a complaint, people waking up, getting out of bed, versus the interior is still working, but in that moment they're talking shit and three of them are standing in the exact same place
while they just call somebody else to do trash for them. So yes. The captain is watching Tyler. Tyler goes in to strip her bed, of course, and she goes, oh, Tyler, that was uncalled for, sorry. And he goes, it's okay, I love work. And she's like, you're the hardest worker on this boat, which I think is kind of unprofessional of her, too, you know, because it's like she needs people to bitch to, too. Yeah. And she tells us the walls are thin on a boat, but I can hear everything. You know, I remember when Hannah was here, all I would hear was arrow in my toes, whatever that was, you know. But I've been doing this for 30 years, and I expect my crew to respect positions. You must respect the chain of command. It's important for there to be a captain, but Alyssa and Fraser having no regard for authority, that's frustrating. That is frustrating.
It's like finding bones in the branzino. It's frustrating. So she's like,
that's like an animal with two arms refusing to hug something.
Frustrating. So she's in the whale house talking to herself. God, please help me stay calm. Oh, I'm actually pretty calm. Yeah, that worked. Okay, cool.
I'm actually the calmest pacer I've ever seen on TV, which worked out amazingly for me. Captain Fraser, can you confirm departure time for the guest today? And she goes, same time. And he's like, so 12 o'clock then? Yeah, 12 o'clock. Please give me the strength to not beat calm, the crap out of Fraser.
Stay calm. Stay calm. Noon. Just say noon. Just say noon. And just only say noon.
It's like, what all point right. is he even trying to make? Like, so he's not telling people, he's not rushing people off the boat, you know?
I think it's like he's showing, like, I'm paying attention. So it was like, it was like a nothing thing to be like, look at me being a dutiful person. So then outside, Tony gets stung by a bee. He's like, ow, bee just bit me and the whore that birthed you too. Whatever. I don't know how you say it in Spanish, but he keeps saying that whenever he's upset.
And he puts garlic on it. And he's like, scientifically speaking, I don't know how accurate that is, but I don't need science to confirm it. It feels better. So he's worrying about that. And
What a great way to experience a luxury yacht than spreading garlic over all the floors with your feet.
I know. The only thing feet need to be stinkier, garlic. Just crushed up garlic, straight up crushed up garlic. So it looks like they make it look like Sandy can hear this next part because she's wandering around on deck while Fraser and Alyssa are talking. And Fraser's like, I have never in my whole 29 years of my work life seen that. I love that Fraser makes it sound like he's been fucking running maid services since he was, you know, two months old.
Yeah.
He's like, yes. But I will not be silenced by someone who doesn't see the full picture. Go ahead, fire me.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, you all are doing your jobs and they get 2 hour breaks. They get as much sleep as they need. And Alyssa's like, Fraser's extremely upset because we work so hard and we get off later than the deck team every single fucking day. And I agree in the sense that, like, we see this happen all the time where the deck crew is always just like not being helpful. And we see the stews in the interior working their asses off on every below deck. And I agree with that. But also, it's kind of the job, and also you guys are fucking up at it, too.
Well, and deck crew is a physically demanding job. I mean, especially when they're working under Sandy, because Sandy has them taking toys in and out 20 times a week, or, yeah, you know, 20 times a day. It's like, bring the toys out. Oh, you know what? Put the toys in. Put the toys out. Put the toys in. God, you guys are good at toys. Like, she just has these weird things, you know? But then Fraser is like, we're a crew, and I don't know who she is, but she's not part of it. Not for 1 second. And Alyssa's like, I agree. It's so,
you can't be saying that to your staff.
You're adding fuel to the fire of somebody that you know is already on the edge, you know, and, with the negativity.
And you're also going to fuck their shit up because you're riling them up. And I mean, Alyssa has an attitude problem. That's on her. At the end of the day, that's on her. But he is only going to bring that out more. And she might lose her job because of it. And whereas if he had been a better leader, he could have inspired her to be better or get her shit in line, you know? So like, it's not only is it irresponsible because it's a bad look for him, but he could really be like, he could mess up someone's job.
You know, what kills me, I guess why it bothers me so much is because I've been Fraser, you know, like where you're in that situation where suddenly now you're training people and you're not just the waiter for a minute. And I'm a shit talker. I'm a gay, first of all. So yeah. I'm sarcastic. I will talk shit. I will say, and it does make everyone around you more loose like that. And I've run into a lot of problems with it. And I had a boss tell my ass off too, who was like, listen, you know, you're the problem. You've spread so much just by you talking shit. It's empowered other people to talk shit. You should be empowering people to do better at their jobs, not to hate everything about their jobs. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was the same way as Fraser. I was really defensive. Like, I walked away from that like, fuck them. You want to fuck with me? Fuck around and find out. But then after I calmed down, I was like, oh yeah, I don't want to be that person. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's tempting.
Maybe
it's
I'm projecting a little onto Fraser. And I was actually proud of Fraser in this episode because he really did kind of come to his senses. Realized. But anyway, go ahead.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
So, so now it's time for the guests to leave and everything. And so everyone lines up and Sandy lines up standing next to Fraser. So we got your favorite. It was just a proximity because they were standing near each other.
Well, it was also Fraser looking so far away from her. He's like, I'm looking over here now. Ow, my neck hurt. Like he just snapped his neck so far away so he didn't have to even look at Sandy, you know?
And Fraser has like a terrible gash on his foot. I don't know where that came from, but he just has it. And Rachel's like, we really got to make sure that you get that aired out because it's disgusting. Oh, it's disgusting. A little red pussy thing on your foot there.
But now he's lined up to say bye to everybody with a huge gash on his foot that's
it's like, oh,
not
socks.
Covered. It's disgusting. Put on some socks.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Decades before Anna Delvey began scamming her way into high society, Christian Carl Gerhardsreiter was infiltrating America's most elite circles with little more than a fake name and a lot of charm. Bold, ruthless, and willing to kill, Gerhardsreiter embarked on a caper across the West Coast, successfully evading the FBI for decades. Hi, I'm Saatchi Kohl, co-host of Wondery's podcast Scamfluencers, where we unpack the lives and schemes of some of the biggest scammers and con artists. In our recent two-part series, Three Weddings and a Funeral, high society's top social circles become a playground for a fraudster. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
And so, divorce lady's like, oh my God, you made 8 women happy. My husband couldn't even make 1 happy. Fuck that guy, am I right? I'm divorced, bitches!
All right, everyone. Now I'm just going to turn on some pebbles and leave this island. Good night. Thank you. I'm divorced.
So clean, 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 clean. And Fraser tells everyone to wipe down the bathrooms and empty the bins. Ah! And then the music just stops while Haley beats the crap out of pillows. She's like, ah, take it. Ah, take it, so then, you dirty uvula. Ah, you heard me.
So now it's the tip meeting. And Sandy's like, hi. So, charter number 6 is down. We did a great job. Most of us did. Great job at talking shit, apparently, if that was the assignment. So,
it sure has been stressful. Boy, if these walls could talk, Demi Moore would be in an HBO show that we could all watch together about abortion. That was actually a very good one. If these walls could talk.
Hey, oops, and if these sorry, walls these, could...
these walls are just a bitchy gay guy. So, never mind. Sorry, Demi. Sorry.
Sorry. Hey, if these walls could do pottery, it'd be another great Demi Moore movie. That's a different subject, though.
If these walls could be the first woman to join the military, whoa, God, I would love to see those pull-ups again. Wow. You go, Demi.
If these walls could get on a pole and take their taps off. Wow, Demi, is there anything she can't do?
Okay, so now listen, guys, about the gay walls talking. Listen, if I can hear everything, so can the guests. So if you have a complaint about someone like me, you know, take it down to your cabin, okay? Don't let it penetrate the boat, okay?
What was that? Something about penetration? Okay, yeah, Haley.
We've already got Haley putting electric toothbrushes up herself and Ross sticking his knob in any hole or crevasse he can find. So let's forget all about that and concentrate on what's important. Volleyball!
Everyone's like, huh? Except for Ben, who's like, oh, so cool. They're like, volleyball? Yeah. So, you know, on account of all the penetration that's happening on this boat, I thought... rather than have, why don't you penetrate your fist through a ball? Am I right? Okay. Talk about a DP.
DP? What is DP?
With all the gossip and the finger pointing and backstabbing, you know, what happens is that permeates the boat. It permeates it. You got to do team building. And you know what? I used to have a budget for that, and it would work. And people get past the bullshit. Now I don't have a budget for it, so we're going to stand on the beach, and I'm just going to be Ray Fraser for a while. Come on, everybody, join in.
Volleyball for 1 hour. 1 hour of volleyball. That fixes everything, okay? So, you know... It makes me sad that Yelensky and Putin never play volleyball, because think about how the world would be better over there, huh?
You'll be craning your neck to see what a great slam that volleyball was, you know? And Rachel goes, I just really need to take a shit. So she runs off to poop. And Alyssa's like, can't we just like work for 30 minutes and then have like an hour before for nap time? And Fraser goes, you don't need to sleep for an hour. She goes, I do. I need a nap. I need to sleep.
And Haley's like, oh, I'm not really used to this volleyball malarkey. I'm interior for a reason. I haven't been outside for about 2 years. I mean, can't masturbate with the air, can ya?
So then it's dramatic music, and Alyssa's like, I love the idea of volleyball, but not if it takes my nap time. And Fraser gets in her ears, and he's like, what she said about the walls being thin. She can hear you. She goes, I don't care if she can hear me. I mean, obviously, I'm taking heed to what she said, but I mean, if she heard anything I said, I really don't care.
It's like, I know, but... like, also, don't comment on the attitude. You know what I mean? She goes, yeah, but, like, of course we're going to talk about it. So he goes, well, are you kidding me? Like, what am I supposed to lie on my back and get fucked? Is that what? Wait, is he reprimanding her or is he co-signing
her? He's reprimanding her. He's like, come on. Like, don't stop.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's like, please. Because he's saying, please stop. And she's saying, no, I refuse to stop. And he's like, yes. I mean, okay. Come on. So then Ross is being his flirty dad joke self. He's like, I know in Miami, they all do volleyball in string thongs. So everyone in deck in string thongs. Eh, Katie? Ha, 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 ha.
Everyone's like, So now a medic comes on. Fraser calls a medic. About his foot, because if there's one thing we know about Below Deck, someone's always got to have something weird happening with their foot. So now there's like more cleaning, and Connor the medic comes on board and he looks at it, and Fraser's like, I'm just wondering if it's infected. It seems to be a bit sore and has pus coming out of it. I'm like, well, I think that sounds like it's infected. I think something about the pus. I'm just going to say, I'm going to go with the answer is yes, infected.
Yeah, and Connor's like, yes, you need to keep the sand off. And he goes, oh, so don't play volleyball. Well, hopefully there's a bar nearby. And I was like, oh, God, this is just such... this is so bad for you, you know?
I know.
So then Haley's like, babe, let's go. And Liz is like, I'm not going. So she goes to sleep. She actually does go to bed. And yeah. So now Tyler goes to Fraser, and he's like, hello, Fraser. Alyssa's sleeping?
Mm-hmm. And so Fraser's like, well, she needs to come. I mean, so then he turns to Captain Sandy. And this is what Sandy's talking about. Like, there's just some stuff she doesn't need to know. Like, this is Fraser being, like, Fraser just needs to say, get up, you need to do this, you know? But instead he's like, Captain, Alyssa's in bed and she doesn't want to be a part. She's exhausted. Is that something I should ask her to do as part of the bonding experience? Like, why would you even ask that? Also, if you're going to ask the captain, if you're going to try to look out for Alyssa, then you say something like, Alyssa has been really exhausted and working to the bone. Is it okay if I let her take a nap? Something like that. Although I personally wouldn't even ask it. Like, I would be like, you have to get up. But don't say she doesn't want to be a part of it. Because now you're throwing Alyssa under the bus. You're also undermining Captain Sandy's order at the same time. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, it's like he's passing the buck so that the captain will be like, get your ass out of bed, young lady. But that's his job. And like you said, that's her point. Like, do your fucking job, dude. So he's like, well, it's not a good look. And I need to remind her that she has absolutely no control over her life on this ship. Which, again, he says, but he doesn't do. He just says, come on. And so the captain is talking to Rachel, and she goes, so, Rachel, how do you feel about being coach? You're so great at seeing the big picture. You know, most people can't see the big picture. You see, for example, things weren't working well, and now you're against Fraser. You're the coach. You win. Go, coach. And Rachel's like, all right.
And then Fraser tells Alyssa, he's basically like, come on, it's kind of a compulsory thing for us to bond. She goes, but I bond with you guys every day by talking shit about Captain Sandy and everyone else. What the hell? And he goes, well, there's no skipping anything at this point, and this is not my call. You'll be all right. Trust. So she's like,
So she gets her stuff and she walks up the stairs and she's like, shut up, bitch. I don't need to play volleyball. I need to sleep. Oh, God, it's like so cute, I guess. So she comes up last and then they all get into vans and Captain goes off on her. Guys, every boat I've ever been on, we've done team building. Except for every single boat you've seen me on here for the past, I don't know, 7 years or so. But otherwise, every other boat, it's worked. And then Fraser's like, mommy cinches, I need a bench. And Tony's like, oh my God, I'm so happy I get to be outside and move, which I love.
I'm like, I get that, but also you were literally just fire dancing yesterday and you're on the deck working out every single day. So let's like relax. So now Sandy's like, okay, all right, now we finally made it to the volleyball court that everyone's so excited for. So, okay, everyone line up. In an effort to team build, I want the two departments to compete against each other, okay? So, Fraser, you're the captain of the exterior, and Ross, you're the interior. And again, whoever wins this volleyball game is the superior department. Okay, team building, team building.
Captain, actually, I can't run because the doctor said not to get sand in my foot. And he shows her the foot and she's like, oh, gosh. And she tells us, I wish I'd known about his foot because this could have been delayed. And this is called lack of communication. I mean, the guy can't win. Okay. I mean, I'm still even kind of on her side right now. I just cracked up that her first thing is like, lack of communication. Sandy, you were standing right next to him when he had a huge gash on his foot. Uncovered. Yeah. Like, how did you not notice that? She's also, like, he never reported that to me. And if you get hurt on board, you report that to the bridge. Well, there was a doctor who was brought on board, and he's been standing next to you with a bloody foot for an hour. So where the fuck have you been?
What part about, like, the pus flowing from Fraser's foot says, like, how did you not know? But that's Sandy's thing. Like, oh, injuries and medication. You got to let the captain know. God, maritime law. Maritime law. Also though, like I still, despite all that, like you said, I see her point too, but I also don't know why she's so inflexible with the team building. Can't she find other ways to incorporate Fraser in it? Like, so he winds up being the coach, but like, are there ways for him to?
Well, Fraser's being very nonchalant. He's being very flippant about it, right? He's like, well, I can't play. Well, maybe I could just go to a bar or whatever. And I think she sees that. She's like, listen, we're trying to team build because you guys suck. And then you've got one person who won't get out of bed to do it that you refuse to say anything to. And now you show up like, I can't do it. You know, like, fuck you guys. This is the whole point of the exercise. It's you guys, and you guys are the ones that suck.
And the thing is that Sandy, I think, responds best to proactive gestures. So if he said, I can't play, but what I've done is I have brought a soda for everyone. I brought everyone sodas, or I did this or that or whatever. Like, if he says, I can't do this, but here's what I'm going to do to compensate. Here's some action that I'm going to do. That's what she responds best to. So that's why every time she comes down on him and he goes, oh, I'm sorry. Like, she wants to see something. I'm not saying whether it's right or not. I'm just saying this is how she ticks. And they don't seem to really understand that, which is why they're still stuck in the doghouse. And that's why it's like not enough for him to say, oh, I can't be part of this. Like, he didn't bring something else to say, here's how I make up for it. Here's how
right. You say, this listen, situation the doctor better. Told me I can't get sand, so I can't run, but I'm going to coach from the sidelines.
Yes.
There, you know, like the coaches should do it from the sidelines or something like that. Yeah, so she's pissed off about that, and then they start playing, and it's fine, you know, and they seem to have kind of a fun time, and it's mostly Katie clapping and going, we got this, guys! We got it! Guys, we got it! Guys!
Yeah, and Haley falling over saying, I feel like a fetus in a wig just rolling around in the sand, getting sunburnt. Furious.
And then we get a nice, solid... teamwork makes the dream work. And Rachel's like, look, everyone's communicating. Titties. And Alyssa just keeps yelling as supportive as she can. Deck team, please take the trash out. That's an exciting game for the most part.
So Exterior wins, and Haley's like, we didn't even get a point. That's not a real number, zero. We got nothing.
So Captain's like, all right, everyone, gather around. Wow, what a game, huh? So the whole point of this was for Frasier to lead this, to see the strength of each other's team. But since Frasier couldn't participate, it's sort of a moot point. So thanks for coming to the moot point volleyball playoffs of 2022. Yeah. Frasier loses.
Hey, you know what? My favorite part about team building is afterwards when you single out one person and make them feel bad. God, so fun.
See,
every time.
And this is where I am. It's like you're being an asshole. Like, that was that's an asshole not how move to on do her it. Part. And so Frasier's like, well, I'm so sorry, everyone. And she's like, yeah, he couldn't engage with the Exterior. So that was really the point. And she tells us, you know, I know he said it, his foot's hurt, but he doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want any part of this. And it reads all over him. And when you step into second, when you step from second into Chief Stew and you haven't had the training, it's a training curve. And he has potential, but I've been doing this for years and I can see the difference between Chiefs and where Frasier is. Well, guess what? That's your fucking job. It's not only your job to lift up the deck crew and be like, oh, Malia, you're a woman who could also be a leader. Your job is also to help the interior crew, you know? And they do have a point when they say that Captain Sandy sucks deck crew dick. She never does. Tries to help interior. She's always adversarial with the interior. Always.
And by the way, there's been a lot of stuff going around over the past week of Frasier's tablescapes and how Captain Sandy has not come down on him about the tablescapes. Because they're like basically, they don't exist.
Nothing. They're nothing. It's like a silverware roll-up with a napkin roll ring, you know?
Yeah. I think, though, the thing is that Sandy, I think, leads... Not leads, but... because she always talks about how she likes to help and she likes to mentor, you know, but she only likes to do that. She likes it when people come to her and like, show me how, Sandy, you know, when people are acting like they've got it under control and they're messing up, she's like, oh, they don't know what they're doing. And she doesn't say, hey, let me teach you. She just sort of was like, okay, well, they don't need my help. And they should know that they need my help, you know? But when they come to her, like, I'm overwhelmed, like that, she does like a little bit of a broken bird.
Broken bird.
And he's not that type. He's not showing her that. So that's why she's, I think, also like upset.
Yeah. So she's like, well, you guys did a great job, not Frasier. Okay, let's go back. And Frasier's like, what the fuck, you know? And he goes, so did I ruin that for everyone then, everyone? And Haley goes, yep. You sure did. It's all over now. And Frasier says, mentally, she's taken a machete straight to my esophagus, slit and torn it out with her bare hands.
Yeah. And Haley says that she's noticed that Captain Sandy has taken digs towards Frasier on the radio a lot. And that there's like not really ever any praise. And I think there's like a montage here of her doing it, or at least there's like a few moments, which is not good when there's a montage of you being a dick to your chiefs too.
Yeah, so that's where the conundrum is, because Sandy's being a fucking asshole again, you know, and it's not the first time, but I'm not necessarily thinking Frasier's doing the best job either. So it's just, it's rough, because I like on these shows when there's like, you root for the person, you root against the person, you know? But in this case, I'm kind of both for both. So Frasier is, you know, just venting. And he's like, at this point, I'm like, if she doesn't value my work, then why should I value any boat she's part of? And Rachel says, well, I don't think you should take it like that.
Yeah, that's
I don't think you should take that approach. And he's like, well, I'm angry, obviously. I'm going to be dramatic. And Rachel tells us, yeah, Frasier doesn't really take criticism from people. She says from certain people very well. And she's like, you know, it's your fucking captain, dude. And it's a bad reflection on his leadership skills, which is a good point, right?
I think it's true. Because when he says, oh, she doesn't value my work, it's like, listen, it's like at the end of the day, you guys aren't equals, okay? You guys, like, she's your boss.
Yeah.
And she's telling you you're fucking up. So it's not for you to say she's not valuing my work. It means like she clearly needs things in a certain way and you're not doing it.
But I like Rachel's, her solution to this. She goes, he's new. It's bravado. You need to break them, remold them, and if they're not savable, discard them.
Yeah. And Frasier does not take criticism well. I remember last season when that Chief Sue, the my apologies girl, when he would mess up, he would he would always be like furious. He would always be so angry that he got that he was reprimanded or was told that he did something wrong.
Yeah.
So now anyway, Tyler is saying he didn't really see it as that big of a dig, and Ross didn't either, but he has seen the animosity and he thinks that Fraser should talk to Sandy one-on-one. And he's, cause Ross says like, well, Fraser's being all offended, but it's just Sandy's style. It's like no big deal. And Fraser's like, outside of this, I'm respected and I love my work. My work has been loved and respected for all 29 years of my life. The way the tablescapes in my mother's womb, people loved those. All the other sperm and eggs loved them. Sit around and have a great time.
Every beach picnic I've thrown since I was 2 days old has been respected in my town. So they're all kind of gossiping about it. And I love that Tyler is just not giving a fuck. He's just scrolling through his phone with a glass of wine in the van. Like,
yeah,
you guys grow up, you know. And Alyssa is now riled up about it because she hates Sandy. So she's like, yeah, well, next time she comes for you, she's going to hear it from the crew.
Why do you think that's appropriate? Mutiny, everybody. That's like a teenager. That's, you know what that is? That reminds me of being in high school and the teacher is stern about something and then all the students are like, that's not right. She gave us a pop quiz on a Friday and that is so rude. If you know what? If she does it again, I'm going to say something to Mrs. Johnson or something like that. That's what that reminds me of.
It's mutiny. It's like everything that takes place on a boat that stars a captain. It happens in every single one where it just starts small talking, you know, like she doesn't respect us. Yeah, fuck her. Yeah, we could do better. Yeah, we could do better. And then before you know it, she's over the side and an alligator with the time clock is eating her leg off or whatever.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So yeah. Then there's all this drama, right? So then Alyssa decides now is a great time to go up to Katie. And she goes, so Katie, what's going on with you and Ross right now? Because I'm going to tell you straight up, he's making you look like an idiot. Because like, we'll be having a normal conversation and then he'll be like touching me. And then when I flirt back, I feel like you're mad or something. So like, what's up?
Well, she is something else. So Katie's like, that's gross. And she goes, I'm just like annoyed. I mean, I get it. Like, she just like, she can be telling the truth. Like, I don't know. But for me personally, like having sex with him changes totally the dynamic of everything. And he's not going to sleep with me and then turn back to doing something stupid again. It's going to make me look like a fucking idiot. She keeps saying this every single week. I'm like, I'm not going to look like I refuse to look like a fucking idiot.
Too late.
That ship has sailed. Okay.
Yeah.
The port slip is empty. Okay. Three dolphins were hit as that boat went out to the sea. Okay.
I just, you know, I write down so many times in a recap of a Katie scene, get some fucking self-respect. Like, I can't even with you now. So people are getting ready. Ross is shoving down Doritos, which is his new thing. Like, they love showing Ross shoving down Doritos. And then Ben calls Camille. Like, Ben, Camille doesn't care about you, Ben, okay? He's talking to Camille. She's like doing space selfie, like playing with her hair. It's like, oh, hi. Just laying in bed chilling.
Well, I just want to say hi. I'm like, wow, you guys have just a intoxicating romance. Yeah, by the way, this shows how much the interior is really fucking up because you've got these two idiots, Ben and Ross. Ben pining for Camille and Ross pining for a Keebler elf. Okay, these guys, I'm sorry. These are the ones that we should be ridiculing the most on this season, and yet it's the interior that's where all the drama is.
Yeah. So they go out, and everyone's, like, in a good mood. You know, everyone looks good, and they go out for dinner, and they go to, like, some kind of club restaurant with an umbrella on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, here's our welcome drink. It's called the blowjob. And I feel like everybody in America just looked at Haley and nothing. I mean,
yeah.
Are you even doing your job? Are you off? Are you off the clock or what?
And they all did the shot wrong because the blowjob shot, you're supposed to like pick it up with your mouth and throw it back that way. You're not supposed to use your hands.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, I liked as they were preparing to go out, Tyler turns to Fraser and goes, this is the first time I've seen you not wearing a linen t-shirt. And Fraser goes, this is a linen t-shirt. Oh my God, I can't even tell my fabric anymore.
So let's see. Fraser's like, I love a blowjob, but that one's calorific. So Tony picks up a cat.
He wants to get lipo, by the way. Fraser wants to get lipo, even though he's literally the size of a tongue depressor. He's like, I need to get lipo, Haley. How do I get lipo? And now he's like upset about the blowjob shot being too calorific.
So Tony picks up one of those stray cats and he's like, oh, kitty cat. And Fraser's like, not at the table, not what we're eating, for God's sake.
Honestly, Tony wears me out. I mean, going again back to the deck crew, like these guys are a disaster. This guy picked up a stray cat that probably has fleas and just like put it on his lap at the table. And he's going to, I couldn't. I'm a cat person. I love cats. There are no stray cats allowed on my lap, especially at a dinner table.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love a cat. I would do that. So, I'm like, awkward. Yeah, that was terrible. So,
you love a cat? I did not think that you, I thought I was.
I do. I love cats.
I was the cat person here. I didn't realize you were a cat person too. I love
cats. Oh, yeah, I love cats. I just don't have cats. Like, I'm a dog person like to live with, but I love cats too. I love almost every animal. Wow. Trying to think, what animal don't I love?
Grackles.
I don't love grackles. I used to not like possums, but now I really like them. Mm. And I think I like everything except I don't love snakes that can kill you, but I like other kinds of snakes. Okay.
I've been really into beavers lately, which sounds very sexual. But,
oh my God, Kias and beavers? Jesus, just go go star on the L Word already.
No, I've been watching a lot of beaver videos of beavers gathering things and making little dams with household objects and stuff. They're hilarious. Beavers are hilarious. They got that big wide tail, and then they just gather shit. They rearrange. They are like the HGTV of animals.
You know, I feel like that's a very Republican animal to like, because they just always want to build walls. So Ross and Katie are talking, and he's like, well, this is the one time we can spend time together, and she goes, then I'll ruin it. And he tries to ignore that. And he's like, he's telling us, I love to play the field. The field has long grass. Grass feels nice. I don't know what qualifies one as a sex addict, but I do love to play the field and I would like a partner for life. So I've made the decision with Katie. It's going to be her and I.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's touching, Ross.
I know. That's you're just going
to because you
Katie.
Have literally nobody else on this boat to have sex with. Except yeah. Alyssa, who you no longer like. So, wow, that's real big of you, Ross.
And he's like, yes, with all this love in the air, there's a good chance I may be getting laid tonight. So so now Ben goes and checks in on Fraser to make sure he's okay after today's drama. And Fraser's like, you know what? If she doesn't like me, that's her problem. But not mine, nor my team's, because I love every single one of these idiots. And Alyssa's like, she absolutely sucks the deck team's dick. But also at the same time, like, don't criticize us. Just act like you can't see the interior or whatever. I'm like, but like, you were talking shit about her. Of course she's going to come for you.
And Ben asked him, he's like, are you good? And that's what started Fraser going off. And he tells us, well, I was just throwing the bait out there to get a reaction because, God, he sure gives one, doesn't he? Captain Sandy is a badass lady. You don't want to cross her. And so then we see a clip
Ben
of the anchor watch.
By the way, Ben was not trying for a reaction. He said that Alyssa is trying for a reaction from Fraser. That's what Ben says. That's why Alyssa keeps saying all this stuff, because she just wants attention.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he's saying Alyssa wants attention, which is why she's like piping up so much about Captain Sandy, because Ben thinks that Sandy's a badass because he witnessed her, you know, stand up to the obnoxious yacht the other episode.
Yeah. And so then we see a clip of Anchor Watch where the other captain tried to tell her to move and she's like, we're not moving. And he's like, don't mess with her. She's on the interior team because they're struggling and can't get a fluid connection. And Alyssa's just saying this out of spite to get attention and to get someone on her side. And Fraser's like, you know what? From now on, anything she says to me is water off a duck's back. A very fat, fat duck. Just water off a fat duck's back.
A duck that needs lipo and will have no more blowjob shots for the rest of the charter season.
So now they all go back to the boat and Ross is somewhat sober, which he's proud of. He's like, well, no injuries and I haven't offended too many women. We'll get a fucking gold medal for this guy, you know?
I know. Wow. So Ross, and he's like lying on a sofa. And so Alyssa comes up and goes, hey, you know what I'm here for? He's like, a cigarette. And she goes, no, just a drag of yours. So she's sort of like not draping herself, but she's sort of being flirty, asking for the cigarette and everything. And so then Ross sits up and moves away from her and he goes, well, I have to be respectful. I'm just of Katie and everything. So he moves away so that way there's no misinterpretation of what's happening.
And she's like, yeah, sit over there then. And Katie's watching from the bar. She's like, ew. You know, I think like the Alyssa thing bothers me because like being cheated on made me insecure. Like, yeah. So fucking stop. It's the guy. It's not the girl. It's the guy.
I know. It's like, A, just raise your standards. You don't have, like, this guy, you, like, move on from him. He's already shown that he, when he gets wasted, there's, like, he doesn't really care and he will just do anything. But also, it's funny because she is, like, Ross, for the first time all season, actually does sort of the right thing here. And this is when Katie decides she's going to like have some standards or whatever. It's like she's mad at him when he does the right thing. And yet when he's doing the wrong thing, she's like drawn to him, it seems like.
Well, we've only really seen them have makeup sex. So maybe it's just that kind of pattern where it's,
yeah,
like,
it's 100%.
Like, she, you know, you have to be mad at somebody to really get any kind of emotion from them.
Yeah.
So Tyler and Ben go to the hot tub and hang out. And Tyler's like, well, I'm from a very Christian family, very conservative. And I started yachting and, you know, I don't party or anything. And Ben's like, and here you are in the hot tub with some wine, possibly naked. He's like, yes, I suppose you're right. So he's having the time of his life. And then Katie is on Ross about Alyssa. And he's like, oh my God, they're in the cabin now. And he's like, if you're going to go on to Alyssa again, I'll go back to my cabin. I've done nothing. So, you know, would it help to go out on me and Alyssa or what? And she's like, well, I'll be your biggest fan, but if you disrespect me. It's like, Katie, too late. Again, too late, you know?
Yeah.
So she goes, baby, let me tell you something. You stared at her the entire night.
And he's like, when? What? Tonight, he's like, wait, I actually moved away from her, you know? So he just,
but
like,
he does
this.
Move away from her in that way, like, oh my God, I'm moving away. It's like me, like, sitting a seat away from a chocolate cake, you know? Yeah. What I mean? And I'm still staring at the cake, like, oh, I can't wait to eat that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
He's acting like it's a huge deal.
I know. Their relationship is all, it's just like so fucked up. And it's just like, girl, just move on from this piece of trash. So Katie tells us, she goes, Alyssa told me I look stupid and I want to know what Ross has to say about that. Like, don't disrespect me. I'm like, all he's done has been to disrespect you and will continue to disrespect me. Why do you keep doing these ultimatums over
Katie
where
doesn't really have
anything?
Katie doesn't have the gravitas to pull the storyline off. Ooh. I'm bored. Okay. You're a boring person. You're a boring
enough.
Person. Ross is a boring person. I don't care if you two fuck. Go do what every other boring couple does and argue silently at the spaghetti factory. I have no interest in this. Get off my television, please.
At the spaghetti factory. So, which is a nice callback to Real World Austin with Danny and Melinda, by the way, because they would go to the spaghetti factory in Austin and they would argue. And I
there
just,
you go.
That's in my brain. So it's the morning and everyone's waking up and Haley walks up a staircase and goes, good morning. I literally just said good morning to absolutely no one.
So Tony, Ross, and Katie are hanging out and Tony's like, what happened last night? You didn't feel the vibe? And he's like, no, Katie got mad at me. Basically. And Tony says it's like a cheap telenovela where it's like one day she's like, I hate you. And the next day she's like, you want to live with me? And then there's another one. I can't stand telenovelas. I was like, really? Because you are one. Oh my God, what time do I have to sleep? I cannot live like this. ¿Por qué? Necesito ejercicio.
And Haley's like, I can't even look at myself. You know when a dog's embarrassed because it's taking a shit on something and you look at it, it's like, blah. That's how I feel right now. She is hilarious. Like almost everything she says is like
she is top so funny
tier interview quality.
Well, especially that one, because you totally know what she means. Like, just so ashamed, you know.
I still love, like, I look like a fetus in a wig rolling around in the sand. I was like, what?
So the Deckies are washing. By the way, I'm so sorry I'm coughing, everybody. It's just getting COVID. That, it's okay. Getting that COVID out. I know, but I just feel like I need to remind people because it's so nasty. Okay, so Ben's like, we need to wash the dickhead. And Tony's like, dickhead, let's wash Ross then. And he's like, I'm just a victim no matter what, Tony. Just remember, I'm the victim.
So then Fraser tells his crew that when they're done with their job, they can clock off and tan, okay? Which is a very crucial plot point here. A less crucial plot point was earlier on, Tony announces to the deck team, he goes, I have to pee. And I like went back and I was like, ooh. And I like wrote that down. I was like, watch this. He's going to go pee and take too long. And that's going to be an issue. And then they have to have a conversation about Tony taking too long. No, he just went to go pee. And it never was addressed again ever in the show. But this time, this was important.
So Ross is talking about how he's frustrated because he and Katie keep having problems, and like, who cares? I can't. So yeah. Then Haley and Alyssa are finished with their work. So they're like, yes, let's go tan. Okay. So Ross is texting from the pantry, like, I wanted it to be you and me, but you spring more Alyssa BS on me. And at this point, I don't have time for it. Let's please fuck in the boat. Meet me in the little boat. We can fuck there later. And then we see Tyler making beds and Katie, you know, doing some towels and, you know, little work things here and there. Right. So
Katie finally reads the text, by the way. Finally reads it. And because there's like a little bit of stuff happening, but she finally reads the text and she goes, Ross and I have broken off so many times, but like, we care about each other. That's why I keep coming back. I'm like, you don't care about each other. You guys just, this is the product of whatever upbringing you guys had that have put you into this pattern, because the moment she feels like she might lose him or he might move on or whatever, that's when she starts pining for him. And the moment that she is sort of like, she knows it's safe to be angry at him, she'll be angry at him. It's like that fucked up thing. And then this is not her, this is really not, it's like their dynamic, it's not her fault solely, but it's like, and he feeds into it too, which is that like, he will be aloof when he knows that he's in trouble because it knows that it's going to bring her back. And then he will.
I just refuse at this point. I refuse the storyline. They're getting nothing more from me.
You're sending it back. It's like the 10,000 LED lights that arrived at my house last week for no good reason. It is returned to sender.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done with it.
I know. You know what? I'm making a pledge to stop trying to psychoanalyze, because I'm just saying the same things over and over again.
It's just like every Katie other scene. It's just every other scene with them, and nothing happens, and they're just lame asses. So I refuse. So Alyssa and Haley are now passing by Tyler in their bikinis, right? And Tyler's in there pulling out silver to polish, okay, like extra credit silver, I guess. And they're like, hey, he's like, hello, girls. And Alyssa's like, oh my God, look at him. He's so cute working. So
and
they go.
Very happy. By the way, he's very happy. This is kind of like Tyler's version of tanning, is actually polishing silverware.
Right. He's not going to go. He looks like Elmer's glue. Like, he doesn't look like he tans, right? He's like, no thanks. So they go lay out, and then the captain passes Tyler, and she's like, oh, God, you're awesome. And right now, you're the only one I see working. And he goes, oh, that's okay. I like. She goes, no, it's not okay. And he goes, well, I enjoy my job at least. She goes, well, that's obvious, isn't it? That is obvious. God, ugh, I would put 2 gold stars right in your eyeballs, but then you wouldn't be able to see your work.
Hey, I'm going to go yell at some people, but before I go, I just want to say one thing. Mad respect. Okay, you're awesome. Okay, let me go yell at people.
And also, I'd like to point out that they put in a right when she's saying, you're the only one working, they keep showing that Fraser is working. He's taking out trash. He's finishing stuff up still, too.
Yeah, yep. So then the girls are tanning upstairs, as they were directed to by Fraser. So Sandy goes up and she goes, hey, girls. Hey, look, I've got a happy sound. Yeah. Yeah, because I sound warm. I'm like, hey, I'm coming over to be your friend, okay? Yeah. Hey, I've got a question for you too, okay? And they're like, yes. So, you know, Tyler's down there working. And they're like, who? Tyler, the new guy?
Not familiar. You know, he's on the show. Never seen him before. Okay, well, there's a guy named Tyler who's on the boat now and he's cleaning things.
Yes, well, we all had our set of tasks, and Fraser said once our tasks were done, we were let it done.
And Sandy goes, so you wouldn't help him finish his? So Haley figures out what the hell's going on right away, and she sits right up. She goes, Captain, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize he was still working. I thought we were all finished. But then Alyssa goes, it's not even that. Like, he's on his last task right now. And Sandy's like, yeah, but my point that you're totally missing, so...
No, I hear your point. I just don't want you to think that we don't help out, because we do help out.
Okay, stop talking. Okay, I got angry respect for you, which means I got no respect, because it's not mad respect, okay? Stop talking. My question is, did you ask him if he needed help? Did he say he didn't want your help?
Yeah, I asked him if he wanted help, and then he said no, he didn't want help.
Which is such a lie. That's fucking a liar.
Full lie. And she goes, that's all I wanted to know. I'm all set here. Nothing could go wrong. As long as no one else says anything else, I'll just walk away. Okay, everyone?
Well, it's all right. I can go help him, actually. No. If she truly asked and he said nothing, then it's fine then.
Yeah, well, I did. Okay, so he's cool then. Yeah, and I don't want you to think we just, like, let him work or anything. Like, when we don't work.
And so it's like, Alyssa, she was just about to leave and you open up your mouth. And so Sandy goes, okay, so let me tell you something, Alyssa, because there's a way to talk to, there's a way to talk to a captain. Okay. And right now, the way you're talking to me is not okay. Okay. Do I see two arms coming out for a hug? No, I don't. So that's already a strike against you.
Backtalk wind. That's not a kind of wind. Okay, so let's go to the bridge. There's a lack of respect on this boat, and it's going to be addressed. And Alyssa goes, guess I got to go get checked. Huh? And Haley's like, keep your cool, darling, keep your cool, all right? And she tells us, if there's a way to speak to your captain, that is not the way. It's just painful to watch. It really is. It's like, God, it's like non-electric toothbrush porn. You know what I mean?
It's like masturbating with a dish sponge. Sort of doesn't quite do it the way you need to be done.
It's like being really horny and the only phallic object being available at the time is a hand mixer. Do you know what I'm saying? You just don't do it.
So Alyssa's like, I'm not going to have her make me a monster every 10 seconds. Like, I'm calm, babe. I was just talking to her like a normal person. But it's like, but she's the captain. She's not a normal person. Okay.
And Haley did it right. Just do what Haley did. I mean, it's so easy. Just be like, oh my God, we had no idea. Thank you for pointing that out. Let us rectify this.
Show urgency. Don't like be like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. Let us go. We were misunderstood. Just whatever it is, just go to help.
Okay. So now we get Captain and Alyssa. So.
She's like, have a seat. Now, a lot of times crews overstep, and you're doing that. And I want to explain something. What I won't tolerate is what just happened. There's a level of respect for this position, and I know you think you're nice and secure here, but you'll be off this boat faster than a heroin addict with no respect for maritime law, okay?
And she tells us, that girl has no respect for authority, and you don't have to respect me as a person, but you have to respect the position.
When I bring something to your attention, like, I don't know, there's going to be volleyball for an hour. I don't know, just thinking out loud here. If I bring something to your attention, just explain it and end it there. So she goes, yeah, cool. I didn't want you to think we just left him to continue for hours or anything. And Sandy goes, Did it come across that way? And she goes, a little. I mean, we're such a great team, and we're very considerate of each other.
Okay. But you were laying out, okay? And so it was just something I wanted you to be aware of. And she goes, yeah, but we were aware. And it's like, he's done right now. Like, we'd only been up there for 10 minutes.
And then it cuts to Tyler still doing laundry and hanging things. And the captain's like, but when you talk to me, that communication style, that has to change.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
And she goes, all right, Sandy. Captain Sandy, thank you. And, like... That was fully intentional. Everyone knew Sandy's like, this anti-hugging, wind-blowing, dead Branzino Norma type.
Oh, she is so pissed. And she's like, that was a fuck you to my face. And so Alyssa goes back to Haley and she's laughing. And Haley goes, you haven't been fired, have you? And she goes, no. She said, you know, you think you're secure here, but you'll be off this boat so quick your head will be spinning. And she's like, yeah, well, I was just defending the interior. And I'm just frustrated for Fraser. And he won't stick up for himself. And if you pick on people that I care about, then I'm going to say something to you. This is an anti-bullying campaign.
Yeah, girl, it's not your job to stand. Like, you're not... You are like you're a second Stu. It's not your job to stand up for Fraser if like this is Fraser's issue, if it's Fraser's management or whatever. I think it's okay to pop in and say, hey, I just want you to know, like I mean I wouldn't do this, but I'm just saying if she wanted to go to bat for Fraser, like you don't go to bat by being combative with the captain. You say, hey, I want you to know Fraser's been working very, very hard and you know. I don't know. I wouldn't even say it. I just don't think it's like the place. But like, I don't think the way you stand up for him is by being sassy. Sassy to Sandy.
No. So now the captain calls Fraser to the bridge. And she's like, I want to talk to you. Alyssa has been insubordinate 3 times. And I will not tolerate walnut flavored coffee or insubordination. Do you understand me? And when I see things that need to change, I expect the person in charge of that, that would be you in this role, to go down and shoulder what I just told you that needs to be improved and not permeate the boat with the cancer of, oh, she doesn't think we're doing a good job. She thinks this. I'm tired of this. You have infected my entire program. The fish stinks at the head, and right now, you're that head. Actually, ma'am, you are that head. You are literally true. The fucking stinking head right now of this. And I think you've got good points with Fraser and Alyssa and everybody else. But the way that you've been handling all of this, especially this episode, you are the stinking fish head. Sorry. Has to be said, ma'am.
Captain Sandy, could you just elaborate what kind of fish I am? Oh, I don't know, like a puffer fish. Oh, so I'm a fat fish. Thanks a lot. Listen, when you have insubordination and blatant disrespect, I don't have room for that. It started with Fraser. It needs to end with Fraser, okay? Just like cheers to Fraser itself. Always goes that way, okay? He has a lack of respect for authority, and he needs to earn my respect back, okay? So Fraser, what you've done is created the worst experience that I've ever experienced on a boat with a chief stew. Worse than that time when I had a full-on train spotting cast member as my chief stew person.
Worse than the time Hannah Banana was crawling on the ceiling. Okay.
Worse than the time Hannah Banana found a flower floating in the water and fished it up and put it in the middle of the table and said, that's my tablescape. This is the worst.
If any words come up those stairs that there's gossip or insubordination, I will fire that person and I will fire you. And he goes, yes, but also I would like to apologize. This is a learning opportunity for me. I'm struggling with new responsibilities I thought I could deal with. And to hear you've never had worse, I feel absolutely sickened. People come and talk to me a lot. She goes, then that's where you draw the line, Fraser. And he goes, well, I'm sickened and I will change. And she goes, yes. Well, there you go. You just made your first step. There you go. We can be allies here. By the way, ally is also a diet medication in case you need it. You'll squirt those three musketeers right out. I'll tell you that. So
yeah, we can be allies or it could go the other way around. Okay. We could be Kates. Okay. Do you want to be a Kate or do you want to be an ally? Okay. The hierarchy has to be respected.
Do you want to be a Kate? Do you want to be a kite or an ally? Okay.
Captain, that show was around before I was born, but I'm pretty sure it was Kate and Ally. No. See, this is what we call insubordination right now.
Well, I'll tell you this much. You're fatter than both of them put together. Okay.
What I'm saying is, who's the boss? It's me. And I understand we're having some growing pains, but you know what? We can't be perfect strangers all the time. There's a full house on this boat.
So Fraser seems to get it now. He's like, okay, I get. Like, I feel embarrassed about my behavior, and I need to figure this out and grow from this. More Ross and Katie shit. I don't care. I'm not. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, Fraser, I think, ultimately responds to, like, a yelling at. Like, he doesn't respond well to a polite rebuke or passive aggression, because then I feel like he's just like, oh, well, and he talks shit. Because I feel like in many ways I'm like Fraser. But if someone like yells at him and like scares him, then he's like, oh shit. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. My bad. Please let me get out of this tense situation.
Well, yeah, and she's basically laid it down that he's all the negativity spreads around, and now look, you know. But also, she shouldn't have gone up to Alyssa and Haley in the first place. She should have gone to Fraser and said, hey, why are those two tanning, but those two are working? She keeps undermining Fraser, you know. Yeah. So she's like, she's right, but she's also, you know, the stinky fish head. So now Fraser is talking to Alyssa at the bar, and she's like, well, she tells me this like story, like she tells me, you know, I'm not supposed to do this, I'm not supposed to do that. And I'm just like, whatever. And she said, I don't like your tone. And I was like, okay. I mean, to be completely honest, like, I felt the need to defend you and our team. And he's like, and I love that about you as a person, but we have to respect the hierarchy, and as much as we have our opinions, we need to keep them quiet. And she's like, yeah, but I'm just like worried about you. Like, that's really what it is.
I was glad that Fraser changed his tune. He didn't like pile on, or he just was like, you gotta change it, but it might be too late. So now we have the preference sheet meeting, and we have Laura Katrieb or whatever, and she's crowned Miss Classic Universe. So she's a pageant person who I love the idea of Miss Classic Universe. Like, there was a universe, like the universe that we see when we look up at the sky is actually like version 2.0.
Yeah. <she's> This is the one without evolution and dinosaurs or something.
So, yeah, she was the classic version.
Yeah. So she's coming on with her beauty queen friends of this made-up contest. And she goes, oh, and she's with somebody named Susan. And then Rachel goes, she's actually anti-inflammatory. So...
So everything will be with turmeric. And there's also going to be a drag performance. So there's that. So then Haley's like... Ooh, she's like in the room with Alyssa. She's like, oh, babe, we've got a very nice clean toilet now, so we can shit in it again and make it look hideous.
Yeah. So then we go to Fraser calling his mom. And Fraser is just such a drama queen. And I relate to this so well. He's like, hello, mommy. She's like, Fraser, hello, darling. How are you? He's like, I'm okay. Well, I've seen better days. And she goes, oh, Poppy.
What happened,
Poppy? What happened, Poppy?
She's stereotypically British mother. Like,
yeah.
Like a Joan Plowright or something. She's like, oh, Poppy. And she's like, well, I was really upset with the way the captain was talking to me. And I voiced my opinion with the rest of the crew. And the captain has caught wind of that somehow and has named me the cancer of the crew. Oh, Poppy, I'm so sorry to hear that, Poppy.
But she did not call you a cancer of the crew. You are so dramatic. She said that gossiping like that spreads like a cancer. Okay, yes. So stop. And so he's like, and someone refers to cancer to me ever again after what I went through with my father. It makes me disgusted. I'm like, oh, okay. So now she's coming for your father who had cancer. Come on, that's now. A stretch. Come on, Fraser. Like, I'm on your side, but come on.
The mom's like, okay, well, darling, you are British, and we do have a saying about stiff upper lips, so if you want to keep your British citizenship, you better get it together. So don't get upset, Poppy. In some way, let her know that you feel like what happened was a great shame, and you'll do your utmost to put things back on an even keel, won't we, Poppy?
He's like, but I did wrong. I 100% did wrong, and I am responsible for that, so I'm embarrassed. And I just feel stupid for allowing someone close to my heart who would disparage my father like that and call me cancer. It's like, okay, get the hose, you know?
Poppy, it'll be okay, Poppy, okay? Are you a sesame seed or are you a poppy seed? Answer me that, Poppy. So that's right, so you will act like a poppy seed. Be brave, son.
So now it's 6 a.m. the next day, and the deckies start with a group hug initiated by Katie, and Captain Sandy's pacing around the bridge. She's like, this is a stressful pace. Oh, gosh. Wait, hold on. Let me touch the captain's chair. I'm going to go touch the windscreen. Windscreen. Oh, God, this is stressful.
Hey, oh, I want to make it crystal clear that I miss crystal clear Pepsi. And furthermore, what I'm not willing to tolerate anymore is pushback. Zero pushback. Zero permeating the vessel with negativity. The way Alyssa has acted every time I've had to confront her is defensive and condescending. It's so bad they can do a montage of it. Roll it, boys. Roll the montage.
What I need you to do is to stop telling her to do things and start helping her do things. Well, I know that you've just, like, come on board. No, just give it the effort. I definitely am giving it effort. Okay, because I just talked to her, and you've never talked with me. So, yeah.
I was like, ooh, yeah, it does yeah, look a lot bad. Worse.
I was like, ooh. I was like, okay, I think Sandy's got a point. So, she's, you know what, Alyssa's, she's past the thin ice part, okay? She's already let go of the door, okay? She's fallen into the waters, okay? And Kate Winslet's just watching her slip away, okay? She's fallen through the ice, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say.
So Alyssa is telling Haley that she had a horrible dream that she was fired. And she's like, should I apologize? And Haley's like, do you think you should? And she's like, yeah, because I don't want to be known as like a super disrespectful person. Well, and she goes, you know, it's not really, it's not what you say. It's like how it's delivered, maybe.
It's like, girl, if you know there's something to apologize for, then you've already fucked up, right?
Yeah.
So now there's like a little Decky meeting and Sandy calls Ross to the bridge. And so she's like, hey, I want to show you a map here. Look, there's a map. There's some wind. We're going to be going. Hey, just kidding. You're going to be a witness. I'm going to fire someone. Are you ready, Ross? It's all happening right now. He's like, okay.
And by the way, I'm going to use you, the head of the other department, to witnesses instead of the head of the actual department that I'm talking about, which yeah. would be Fraser. Okay, so you know, just want to ensure that I'm undermining Fraser blatantly right now as I do this, and you witness that as well. Okay,
you know what? I enjoyed how you led the interior during volleyball so much yesterday that I said, you know what? Let's just keep that going right now.
No, this is just shitty of her. This is just flat out shitty. Who does that?
Well, we don't know for sure if Alyssa's getting fired. It looks like it. But she said...
Well, if you need a witness, I mean, why else would you need a witness? But this is bad to have the other... The exterior head sit there to be your witness instead of calling Fraser up. Like, yikes. Rotten fish head.
I agree. And so Sandy's like, so yesterday... When you said yes, Sandy, because she calls up Alyssa, by the way, in case it wasn't clear. Yesterday, when you said yes, Sandy, I mean, Captain, that was a fuck you in my face. And listen, I've had a lot of fuck yous in my face. Last season, I had someone who has literally never been on a boat before pretend to be my bosun, okay? And that was a fuck you to me a little bit. But I was still cool with it.
You know, I've had a lot of fuck yous to my face. I told Norma... You know, she said, what do you need? And I said, it's getting so stressful over here. I need Jesus. And then she sent us 18 cartons of cheeses. You know, I mean, talk about a fuck you to your face. But Alyssa, this one's bad.
This was one time Norma sent a little one of those trucks that they send to construction crews to my house at 3 a.m. I wake up and I hear La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha. I thought the world was ending. And then Norma called and said, gotcha, bitch. That was a fuck you to my face.
Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck, everybody.
It's a cliffhanger. We don't know if she gets fired or not. It looks like she's going to get fired. I mean, I kind of feel like she should be fired.
Well, someone does, because we saw in the coming this season that there is another hot girl that Ben's into already. You're forgetting, right? Camille. So we know that somebody gets fired, and we know that Fraser, well, at least the news is, the latest goss is that Captain Lee is officially leaving.
Oh,
Below
you
Deck,
didn't mention that. Yeah,
that Bravo has not asked him back, which really sucks. But you know, poor guy.
I thought it was injury. I didn't realize it was that he wasn't asked back. I thought he had retired, but I didn't follow it closely.
That's just what the goss is saying. And that Fraser will be back to be the head stew, and that Captain Carey is going to take over next year.
Yes.
On this one.
So if Captain Carey is taking over, it makes me wonder if they're going to not bring back Below Deck Adventure. And then if they don't bring back Below Deck Adventure, and if Captain Carey comes back here, then where does Faye fit? Because I like Fraser, but if it's going to be an issue, I want Captain Carey and Faye together, not Captain Carey and Fraser together.
Well, I'm guessing what's happening is they liked Adventure. I think Adventure did okay ratings-wise. You know, it's nowhere near the main ones. But my guess is that they will put Carey on this one since it's the main one and give him a season to get people to know him, get people to get to know him. And then that will help Adventure. But I don't know.
I don't know. I think Carey is wonderful, though, by the way. I think he's like, I think it's a great choice to put him onto Below Deck because I think he's been a great addition. I just think that Faye is a goddess and needs to be given her throne on Mount Olympus too. So,
yeah.
And by a goddess, I mean a great person who works for other people.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. Everybody, thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back all week with other stuff. Got it? Oh, and don't forget to make your videos.
Yeah. Tag us in it and we'll regram them. Thanks, everyone, so much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Aaron McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Christy Wowardy. Dowdy.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Make it lastner with Aaron Kastner.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.